Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hours, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experience. I speak on topics ranging from relationships and the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing program, Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past and Live with Purpose, already started 2 weeks ago, and you still have the chance to be enrolling into that program. And just connect with me at theblueprintofyoursoul.com, blueprintofyoursoul.com, and you can send me an email, through a quick email. I can get in touch with you. And also you can sign up for my free newsletter by downloading a free chapter of my book on blueprintofyoursoul.com. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. My special guest today is Karen McGregor. Our topic today is what to do when you don't know what to do, the art of intuitive knowing. Karen McGregor is an international speaker, an intuitive expert, sharing the stage with luminaries such as Deepak Chopra, Michael Beckwith, and James Twyman, and Adam the Dream Healers, and David Wolf. She's the author of two books, including the recent bestseller, The Madonna Code, Mysteries of the Divine Feminine Unveiled. Her passion is to help others tap into their inner wisdom, gain clarity during time of transition. She offers retreats and certification programs to help people to do this. Karen resides in the beautiful green oasis of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, before we get started, I would like to share the numbers with you all. Today, Karen and I would like to connect with you. The numbers to call is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, and you can also send us your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of transformationtalkradio.com. Karen McGregor, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Joseph.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show. It's always nice to talk to you. Now, Karen, I have a very important aspect. Now, we're talking about intuition. Now, why do we need intuition when everybody telling us what to do? Radio, they put on us the news, whatever we want to hear, the TVs and everything else, and especially people around us. You know, you have to listen. Why we need that intuition?
Yes, good point. Well, as human beings, we are flooded with information and facts and the highway of the internet. And what I have noticed, especially in the last few decades in particular, is that we're becoming more and more enamored with this aspect of being able to gain information and look at all the information around us and how we can access that so quickly and easily. And yet, when it comes to life decisions and our life purpose and really our deep inner knowing about relationships and health, there's nothing out there that really that can contribute to that holistic picture if we don't have some inner wisdom as well as what is on the outside. So I always say to people, it is important to have a balance between your intellect and that those reasoning skills and your intuition. But when it really comes down to some of our most precious decisions that we're making, we really need to look deep within.
Okay, but now for many people, that from my own experience, and I was teaching meditation at one point, and people, they always ask, you know, what is my intuition and what's my head talking?
Mm-hmm. The difference between the two. Well, that is a very often asked question when I'm leading people in the intuition intensive retreats. And one of the things that I can say that is across the board that people experience is that the ego voice, the voice that really is attached to things, is going to be quite chatty. It's going to talk like your best friend who's in a really dramatic, you know, situation and wants to share as much as possible with you. And so this is more what that ego voice is. The intuitive voice, on the other hand, is, although it can be shocking sometimes to people, it tends to resonate with a calmness, initially a calmness inside of us, and it's very concise. It's not dramatic. It's not, chatty. And so that is a key point. Now, there's much more subtleties to that, which I teach people. But one exercise I think all the listeners could try if you're struggling with this is to actually write from the place of your ego. So if you're scared, for instance, about making a decision, you can ask that question, whatever it is that's on your mind, and write from the place of that scared voice, that child within, and keep writing from that place until you feel that voice is complete. And then switch hands to your non-dominant hand and begin writing from that place of your deeper wisdom. And so what will happen is you will just almost be led by the pen writing you until, and this often happens, at some point the ego realizes, oh my goodness, we've switched hands, from intellect to intuition, and you'll begin to notice when it creeps up again. It's much more easy to notice when you do that exercise versus, mm-hmm. you know, if you're just trying to do it from your head. So I'd encourage the listeners to try that. It actually works extremely well, and people are quite surprised by the results.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I also advise people, I mean, try to test things yourself. Do it on smaller things, not major decisions yet, and train yourself to start seeing the result out of when you test it. You know, if you see something, you want something, test your intuition into it, see if it's going to happen. Is it my head talking? You know, I mean, it's a self-analysis way of doing it anyway. So, it's in a way, we have that intuition. And for me, for myself, your intuition is the voice of your soul. I mean, it's coming directly from there, you know.
Yes. And what I love about that is, you know, that you're talking about intuition as a practice, and I always say that if you can look at your intuition as a relationship, so when you say the soul, there's a relationship there, and the more that you practice on everyday decisions using your intuition, the more that you will be able to clearly see when it comes to a bigger decision. Mm-hmm. So it definitely is. Some people, if you don't want to call it a relationship, then, you know, it is building a muscle inside of you that needs practice and needs nurturing. So if people can start to do that, they will soon see that it's possible to have clear intuition 24/7 and not just when, it happens to arrive, you know, as a thunderbolt and download or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, Karen, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can call me at 604-833-3073, and my website is karenmcgregor.ca. That's karenmcgregor.ca. There's email there available.
Okay, very good. And I do recommend to talk to Karen. I had a session with her a long time ago, 2 years ago, I think. And if you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. And today my guest is Karen McGregor, and with us. And you have the opportunity to call if you like to call. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-2819. If you have any questions you'd like to ask about intuition, about any area, I mean, we're both mediums here next to you. We can answer you from either way, and we'll be happy to talk to you. And if you have any, you'd like to write something, you can also submit your question on Transformation Talk Radio in the feedback section. And we'll be right back after this short break.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Oh. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest today is Karen McGregor. Now, Karen, we spoke earlier about intuition, how we can define it, how we can work with it, what is your story that led you to get into that, involved into intuition, and at the same time helping other people into guiding them into their intuition?
Well, it started probably about 20 years ago. I was always curious about intuition, but what I found was, as a teacher, a high school English teacher, and then getting my master's in English education, that it was always about the intellect and society praising us about, you know, different aspects of our reasoning skills, and in particular for me, my thesis writing and teaching courses and that kind of thing. So for me, I always thought of intuition as sort of, you know, an extra that wasn't really necessary, but kind of nice, and I was curious about it. But what really changed for me, Joseph, was that a few years ago, I, in the period of 6 weeks, had quite a, what I would call a divine chaos happen. So the first thing that happened was my husband and I separated, and he moved out. And then 2 weeks later, I lost my business partners, and they walked out of the business. We ended up, I ended up being forced to dissolve that business. And the last thing was that my son had a terrible accident, and so I ended up being in the hospital with him all of the summer. And during that summer, there were traumatic memories that I had completely suppressed, that, you know, I had never acknowledged before, that were not brought to my consciousness. So all of these things combined in a period of 6 weeks made me, you know, the roles, the identities, just completely at my feet. And so that caused me to try to figure out my life through my intellect, and it wasn't working. And I got more and more frustrated, more and more depressed. And then I had a series of experiences where my intuition was so strong that, you know, it came flooding through that period of time, that I realized, oh my goodness, this is what I've been missing, this connection to my intuitive heart. And so I began to work with it more and more at that point, and realized that was a message that I wanted to share with other people going through major chaos or transitions, you know, not knowing what to do, where to pick up the pieces of their life. So it's very rewarding work. And so I at that point, I was mainly involved in teaching business courses, and was always a teacher of some sort in workshops and so forth, but I was really called to help people with their intuition, because I saw so many people suffering in the exact same way that I was. And so that's my story.
So it's like everybody, in a sense of it, that they need to have something major that to bring them down completely in order to get up and start walking up. You know, I found it fascinating because I'm going at the moment myself into a major transformation that I haven't been seeing something in that nature before, and this is where it's part of the aspect that we need to, whenever we have something major happen, take it as an opportunity. There's something coming up brand new for you. And this is something that can be looked into for anybody. So what are the three keys that to ignite your intuition or so you can have a relationship with it?
Well, thank you, Joseph. I want to really acknowledge you, first of all, in your own life transitions. And I think that's a really important point you made, that when we are in a place of transition, that wherever one door closes, another one opens. But unfortunately, that one that is open, we often don't see. And again, it's because we're overworking our reasoning and intellect and not doing a dance between that and our intuition. So thank you so much. So getting to your question, the three aspects that bring you closer into a relationship with your intuition, I call them the three A's. And you won't find this anywhere in literature, but I believe that if you follow them, it really works well. So the three are A for ask, and that means most people in their intuition wait for it. They just simply wait and hope that one day they'll be, you know, struck with some huge insight. So I always say, ask, you know, ask for clarity, ask for understanding of the intuition you received. And in that way, you start to develop and refine and tune into, you know, like your radio station. You know, there's a frequency, and to tune into that, we need to be active, not just you know, this once in a while thing that we may experience or some synchronicities or what have you. The second thing is to accept, and this is where our ego is really can be quite trying and challenging for us, and that is that when we receive the intuition, if it is requiring change, which 99% of the time, you know, intuitive data is all about change, you know, it's ripe with change, and so our ego typically doesn't like change, and so the accept part is, can you accept this intuition? Can you fully be with it? Doesn't mean you have to go and do whatever it is the very next day, but it also means that you don't ignore it, that you recognize it and you begin to work with it. And the third thing, the third A is act. So eventually, and again, I always tell my clients there's timing for everything. But on the other hand, if you choose to say, well, you know, I've heard or felt this intuition for, you know, 10 years and I'm not doing anything about it, well, that's not helpful.
I know.
So to strengthen and have a relationship with our intuition, again, it's like if you think of the circle, a circle energy, to come full circle with energetically, you need to be in movement with your intuition. You need to engage it. And sometimes, you know, we argue with it, and that's fine. But if we are acting with it, we become more confident, more clear in our purpose and more passionate about our lives.
So, I mean, it's a good way of looking at it, and I like the three A's. And I know you have a retreat coming up. Can you share a little bit about it?
Sure. Sure. Well, we have two different weekends where we look at intuition and really experience it fully, because I believe in having our participants really fully engaged in their intuition. So the first of those is the Intuition Intensive Weekend, and that's a certified weekend where people really delve into the intuition for themselves and heightening it so that they can, you know, if they wish, they can help other people as well as themselves and really get clear on, again, like you said, what is intuition and what's not, how can you discern, you know, working with like yourself, you're a medium, that's on the advanced side. But working with our intuition, you know, how do we ground ourselves, keep our energy at times, you know, sometimes we get drained, so how do you do that? And all sorts of aspects of intuition that really help us to get clear on things like life purpose and relationship and decisions that we're going to make, so that people leave by the end of it feeling that they are intuitive, because everyone is intuitive, of course. It's just that we have to uncover it. Well, I always say we don't chase after intuition, but we do have to uncover it. And the second of those two weekends, the first is May 3rd to 5th, coming up soon, and May 24th to 26th is for people who actually want to take their current intuitive gifts and become professional intuitives. So I train people to do that, and it also involves a business component, which helps people to set up and develop their niche area, their different aspects of their branding and so forth. So it involves advanced intuitive techniques, learning all the things that a client could ask you, you know, for help with. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, what your limitations are, of course, too, and being very ethical. So we talk about that. And then the business aspect. So those are the two different weekends that we offer.
Okay, and how can people get in touch with you for any of those weekends?
Yes, they can call me at 604-833-3073 or karenmcgregor.ca, so karenmcgregor.ca. We have a contact form on there.
Very good, thank you. And just you're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Karen McGregor. We're talking about intuition. So, and if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can always go to blueprintofyoursoul.com, blueprintofyoursoul.com, and Jess will be right back after this short break.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. My guest today is Karen McGregor, and our topic today is intuition. And it is it's a topic that on many people's mind, because sometimes you hear a voice, sometimes you see an image, sometimes you sense it, sometimes you whatever is your intuition taking you from the prospect that you're good at, you do it. And Karen, with the intuition now, how do I know when an image in my mind is imagination or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is very similar to the last question, but it's the answer is a little bit different in terms of, you know, how do I know if it's the voice? Mm-hmm. With an image, people typically get the image, you know, suddenly they're struck with this internal image, and a lot of people come to me and say, you know, I don't want to work with clairvoyance, which is clear seeing, because they're frightened by the image. But in fact, one of the things that we need to understand is that when an image comes up, it often is symbolic. It's not literal. And so, as an example, when I was going through my divorce, I would often see and this is an image that I rarely saw, by the way, but in my mind, in my internal eye, my clairvoyance, I would see that image where Jesus is dying and he's held by his mother. And although I saw that physically very few times, it was constantly there. So in the beginning, I was a little disturbed by that, but then I started to ask, again, one of the three A's, what is this trying to tell me? Why does it keep coming up? And by the way, this is a hint for all of you. Mm-hmm. You will receive the same information until you do something about it, until you begin to either understand it more or act on it. So for those of you who are tired and frustrated of hearing the same intuition, it's because of that. So I wasn't doing anything with it. I was just asking the same question, expecting to get a different result. So that's the first thing is to understand that it is symbolic. When you get an image that is, you know, just appears like that, I always say, you know, go with it. It's your intuition. Now, if you are being asked to do guided imagery or you're asking a question about your intuition and you're waiting for that image to appear in your third eye, in your clairvoyance, what I always say is that trust your body. If your body is not attached, it's not tight, and you're not, you know, you're not tightly attached, your ego is not tightly attached to the outcome of your question, and you allow that image to unfold versus grabbing onto it, then it is real intuition. But what I see, and I used to do this when I was first becoming an intuitive, is that the image is often grabbed onto as soon as you get something, you know, like, let's say the sun. Oh my God, the sun! You know, what does that mean? Where are we going with this? And then the image freezes, or it can actually morph into something else, which is not intuitive. It's a result of your fear or your attachment to what you're seeing. So, again, this can be highly, highly developed with lots of practice. And like you said, on our private conversation, Joseph, in terms of meditating, you know, whatever it takes for people to get peaceful, grounded, in a neutral place of peace is very important when it comes to images, or, you know, the inner eye, because there is definitely a time where the ego can grab a hold of those images and change them or freeze them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the reason I asked the question about the images, because I do everything through images. I opened my clairvoyance since I was 8. It came into me while I was sitting on the beach back home, and I started seeing images. Didn't make sense at 8, you know, but I found it fun. And at that time, I never spoke about it to anybody because I grew up in a Catholic background in a Jewish neighborhood in a Muslim city. So to who I need to speak about that? So I never spoke about it, but I kept seeing images from 8 to 15, yeah. then completely disappeared. And till it came back at 30 after. So it is something that people might see image, might sometimes be denying them, or sometimes because we're afraid of it. Fear play a big role into that, you know.
Yes.
I mean, it's a human nature, you know. And also when you said in the before when you were speaking about change, people don't like to change easily, you know. And the change may play a big factor. You know, do I need to trust this, or I can keep going in life the same way I'm doing? Even if I don't like my life, but I still keep doing in the same way. Maybe something can happen, you know.
Yes.
But when we get a message through hearing, through seeing it, feeling it, even, or sensing it, whatever form we get it, it's not there for no reason, you know. And
yeah.
Even if you think it's your mind, accept it, you know, embrace it. Don't keep analyzing it, and we end up doing nothing about it anyway.
That is the other valuable tool in intuition, is that if you ask for further clarification intuitively and you don't immediately get it or understand it, like you said, it is important to release it, to let it go, and you can always come back to it later, or even in a guided meditation, you can come back to that. But yes, definitely being attached to something is the worst thing that you can do with those images.
Yeah, I mean, but what's the biggest block that people face when it comes to intuition?
Well, I think it's a little bit different for everyone.
Okay.
In my experience, some of the biggest blocks are definitely what we had talked about in terms of fear of the outcome. And so I remember being quite struck with Carolyn Mace when she used to say that, you know, we are so intuitive that we are the source of our own madness. And so what actually happens is we spend our whole lives in resistance to that intuition. So most people are under the impression that, oh, isn't she or he lucky to be intuitive? Well, that's actually not the case. So that is a huge thing, is to work through. It doesn't mean we don't have fear anymore, but to work through some of our belief systems, like you said, Joseph, that you help people with, and to really deeply understand ourselves and come to a place of peace before trying to, you know, get that clarity. The other thing is, if people are going through chaos and they haven't dealt with the grieving aspect, because a lot of times with chaos there comes loss.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you, for instance, liked your job of 20 years and now you're moving on, there's still an aspect of loss to that. And so people come to me and say, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm finishing with this job, or I'm complete with this career. And a lot of times it's actually that they have not acknowledged and felt the loss that comes with that, and the identity loss that comes with that. So, you know, for you listeners out there who may be experiencing that, ask yourself, have you really fully felt it in your body and allowed it to be released in whatever healthy way that might be? You know, for me, it was crying, it was writing, it was doing transformational breathing to release that from my body. It is an important step, regardless of how traumatic that change may or may not be.
I mean, everybody will experience it from their own ways and their own angles. So you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Today we were talking about intuition with my guest, Karen McGregor. If you'd like to connect with her, you can go to her website, KarenMcGregor.com.
.ca.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. All right. So that's CA. And also at the same time, if you want to connect with me, it's BlueprintOfYourSoul.com. And you can connect with me on Facebook on my own page for the Free Spirit Center. Also, my personal page on Facebook. You can connect with me through that. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. I think we have Laura from Illinois on the phone. Can we have Laura? Chrissy?
Yes, Laura, are you there?
Hello.
There she is.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Joseph. I'm very well. How are you?
What's your question for me and Karen? I think you're seeing some intuitive signs.
Yes, actually, I've been listening to your show for months because I keep seeing the same numbers over and over again. And, of course, you know, I know that they're trying to tell me something, but it's like trying to speak another language. And okay. I'm just not getting it.
Okay.
What are the numbers?
What's the numbers, yeah?
The numbers I keep seeing are 3, 5, and 8 in different sequences, but it's always 3, 5, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my birthday is May 8th, 5/8. So, but I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of feeling completely out of the loop.
Okay. Do you have anything on that, Karen?
Well, I know you're the number expert, Joseph. One of the things that I do with my clients when we have intuitive sessions is to look at, because I work with, in the intuitive sessions, I work with people from the angelic realm. So there is a really good book that you may wish to pick up from Doreen Virtue called Angel Numbers, I believe it is. If you Google Angel Numbers, Doreen Virtue, the book will come up, and I think it's only $8 or $9. But each of the numbers up to 1,000 gives indication of the meaning of that number. When I see 5, for instance, that's almost always for me, particularly in when there's more than one 5, like 5-5-5, a really intense time of change coming on.
We're in a very intense time of change.
Yeah. and for me, working with a lot of the, you know, the ascended masters like Buddha and Jesus and Krishna, 3 is very much an indication that one or more of the ascended masters is helping you with something currently in your life. The 8 Whenever I see that, I just, you know, I'm so grateful because 8 is for me the number of abundance of you know, you can do it financially. You can get there. You can achieve your dreams financially, but not just money. It's other forms of abundance as well. And when you drop the 8 on its side, it is an infinity sign. So there is that aspect of the infinite as well, which I like to think, you know, we're all connected as one when I see the number 8. So those are some things. But again, Laura, I would recommend as well, always go back and ask your intuition, okay, what is this trying to tell me in this moment? So that particular set of numbers or one of those numbers, and just listen quietly, see if you know, pick anything up. So, Joseph, how about you?
Okay, is it okay to have your date of birth, the complete one?
Sure.
Yeah, it's May 8th.
May 8th, 1982.
82, okay, thank you. Now, it's so 10/28, all right, good. Now, so 10/20/28, 33. So you are 33/6, Laura. So first of all, you're like me. Okay, so we have a double soul. We have a double soulmate connection, me and you. Now, what I say with the 33, you are not here coming on a picnic. So there is a major something transformation that has to be happening in your life in order for things to start moving. Now, the 8 for me is always about freedom. There's something you have to be free from. You know, there's an expansion coming, but you need to have freedom before that expansion to take place. And this is very important. And the 3 is to bring your creative side, your talkative side, your inspirational ways of bringing the aspects in regards to your expressing better your emotions also. Because you might be the best talker, but you'll be the lousiest in expressing emotions sometimes because you hide them and you're good at it. So we come from the same background. So, but the point is with the 8 is you need to see, do you have in your last name HQ or Z?
No, I don't have any 8 numbers.
Okay. All right. So because, all right. Very good. So because you don't have that, the 8 now is a big representation for you. Now, in a past lifetime, whoever was representing your soul in that lifetime abused the powers. And because they abused the powers, internally, deep inside of you, you might have a small fear of being powerful. And So you sit in the back seat and watching everybody and even watching your life go by and allowing other people to direct it the way they're pleased. And this is where you need to change. Now, remember, in a past lifetime, it wasn't you personally, so don't take it personally. It's part of the experience for you to gain back that power, but to redeem that karma is basically don't abuse it. That's all it is you have to do. But you came in. From your DNA, you came in with that experience for you to, in order to revert it. So this is where the 8 comes into the aspect because it is needed for your 33 if you want to open your 33 properly. Because the 33 can help you to open up spiritually, financially, and can take you worldwide. So it is important. So you're coming into a shift, basically, and I was speaking with Karen earlier, I'm going myself into a major shift at the moment, and my birthday is in May also. So we are exactly into the same ball game. So you might have something in the same nature I'm going through at the moment. So just what I...
Is everything being upside down?
Everything. To be honest, trust me, everything. I have it at the moment myself. And at the same time, don't resist it. Just embrace it. Go with it and talk to your intuitive side of you and saying, what is it do I want to do or achieve in here? And just take it from there. And you'll be guided from that aspect. And if you like
more... My thought was...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My thought was, is that's it, is just kind of write it out and see what happens. But these numbers seem to be popping up like faster and more frequent and almost like just almost everywhere. You know, it started out just, slowly, and it's just like I just feel like I'm just not getting it.
Yeah, just acknowledge them. That's all it is. Acknowledge those numbers that they're into your life at the moment. Embrace them, and that you're already seeing them. Acknowledge that you are seeing it. That in mm-hmm. order for them to stop coming, keep coming, and then start working from the threes, expressing more your emotions from the five, bringing your freedom, whatever is the freedom from a people or situation, and at the same time start looking into the eight and start gaining back into your own power and connect with your own soul power. And this is where you know. If you're interested in the chart, I do have it on special on my website, because you need to get into the depths of you, because you have a lot of, you're coming from a very old soul anyway. So with this master number that you have, but because we're at the end of our time today, you can give us a call if you like next week, and we can talk more about it if you like. And I'd like to thank my guest today, Karen McGregor, for sharing about intuition. And I do recommend to go to KarenMcGregor.ca to get any information about her retreat and everything she's doing. And join me next week at 4 p.m. And thank you, Laura, for being for your call. And next week, I have Miranda Barrett with us. And right after me is Elizabeth Coxon. And have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.